Good evening. Bonsoir, buenas noches, good afternoon, buena sera, kia ora, and god kveld. From the furthest reaches of Alpha Centauri system.
This is Hot Norwood Pool Radio.
I nearly said genital, but I am your genial host, Dick Chafing.
And I'm the ever mellow fellow, Mr. Mallow, and in tonight's news...
Hutton's expansions get out of hand.
Kappa 1 SETI success.
GIMP 2 final destination revealed.
Man with red nose and portly belly causes radio terror.
Gold hoarding at Tutumu leaves gangsters bereft of bling.
The hunt for Hut Moon.
First tonight, in an utterly unexpected and suspiciously surprised for sure. You can tell that Rudolph's not here tonight. That's just, you know, flipping typical. Let's try that one again. First tonight, in an utterly unexpected and suspiciously surprising turn of events, Hutton, yes, yet another pending expansion from George's pants. As if in punishment for winning Wolf 359 from the Dastardly Dawn warranted some extreme form of punishment, our expeditionary team appear to have been at the coffee beans put aside for the GIMP run and have gone into overdrive. At the rate of expansion of the Hutton influence, we're concerned that by the middle of next year we might be infringing on the borders of both Alliance and Imperial space, shortly before we go pop, and leave little bits of Hutton scattered across the galaxy. We will, of course, keep you posted as to where we end up once we know, and in the meantime, the Hot Pit team will be bringing us information on the rest of our systems.
In positive news, the team at Kappa 1 SETI have reported that they've taken possession of a planetary palace that is in prime position to pounce for a pole position in the system. In a peaceful, uneventful, and rather ordinary election campaign, they managed a landslide victory that saw Hutton influence not only top that of the asset owner, but indeed the entire system full of other factions. Sadly, at this stage, it doesn't mean that we win the whole system, but from small steps, big staircases lead to high things, or something like that. With stunning vistas, exotic nighttime light shows, and towering winky navigation lights, Consac Silo is not only an X-Day holiday destination, but the kind of outpost that wins us systems. Good job to Commander Ballbag and Nunners on their successful, and best of luck bringing the rest of the system to heel.
This is a Hutton Giant announcement in big letters, flashy ones. The final destination for the GIMP 2 run on Saturday has been revealed. Out there in the galaxy, there are many mysterious things. There are stars all lined up as if pointing to things. There are systems with orbit patterns that hypnotize even the most stern commander. Let's try that one again. There are systems with orbit patterns that hypnotize even the most...
Right.
There are systems with orbit patterns that hypnotize even the most stern commander. There are planets that orbit in under 90 seconds and wipe out all ships in their path at phenomenal speeds. But nothing... currently so mysterious as the crashed alien spaceships found over the last few months. Hutton scientists have been studying these wrecks and discovered one important fact. None of them had Hutton mugs on board. The conclusion? the ships crashed due to mods. Yes, Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome drove those poor aliens to their doom. So, ladies and gentlemen, in an shining example of heroism not seen since Alien last logged on to open, Ormobius was reported as saying that the SDC all smell of wee, Hutton commanders have been asked to deliver, as part of the GIMP run, 1 ton of Hutton mugs to an alien wreck in the hopes that it will bring good fortune to the hapless creatures that were piloting it, or at least guide their souls to rest. Yes, take a mug and chuck it at an alien wreck. We don't mean that alien, we mean the other kind.
There have been screams heard throughout Hutton Orbital this week as a mysterious character with a portly belly, funny clothes and a red nose has been seen haunting the radio station and causing all manners of strange noises to emanate from the airwaves. There have been reports of voices inexplicably calling commanders docking at Hutton scumbags and maggots, someone wailing about bells, and even video screens repeatedly broadcasting the words Yippee-ki-yay, mother trucker. Security forces are looking into the radio station logs as to why the broadcast schedule has changed, and whether the mysterious clown causing panic is indeed Commander Symoof. There are rumours that he has been sampling some of the mulled wine well in advance of the allowed period, and that the herbs he has been mulling it with are banned in at least 15 systems. Could he be the ghost of Christmas Pending?
There is a gold shortage appearing in the bubble centered upon Tutumu, the location of this week's community goal. Yes, without thinking of the consequences, the architects of the goal have managed to strip a volume of space 100 light years in radius from Tutumu of gold. There's not even enough left for the local gangster clans to buy new shiny front teeth, for bling gold paint jobs for ships, and even Spandau Ballet songs appear to be short in supply at the moment. It is also said that the sheer quantity of gold dropped at the station are in danger of causing its orbit to change, and indeed to develop sufficient of its own gravity to attract small bodies into orbit. Ooh.
And finally tonight, we have news that Squibbo from Team Hotbox is appealing for commanders to help him find Hutton Moon. He has lost it. He used to know where it was, but after a particularly strong drinking session with Cecil, the location has vanished from his brain. All he remembers is that it had lovely canyons, lots of ice, a big mountain, a really, really big mountain, an enormously huge mountain. Oh, and did he mention the lovely canyons? If you've seen Hutton Moon anywhere, or a body matching his description, then please contact Commander Squibbo as soon as possible, as he thinks he left something rather valuable there. That was the news.
I'm chafing.
And I'm the currently sober hoba, handing over, over and out.
So stay tuned to the news broadcast. Do not touch that dial. We will be back after this short tune for more news, more community goals, the Hot Pit Report, Hover's Little Bits, and more. Not forgetting Galnet News. Terms and conditions apply. Please check the small print before applying for an extension. That was Hot Number News. We will be back after this.